Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, Mediums and Messages program brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Good evening. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, also medium with the Forever Family Foundation, and I'm so happy that you've taken the time to tune in to the program. The Mediums and Messages program is the third program of the month, every Thursday, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, where we specialize every third Thursday on highlighting the mediums that are certified by the Forever Family Foundation to bring you an example of how the other side communicates with us. I think one of the first things I'd like to do when I sit down with a client is to show them that communication is possible. If we can show you that communication is possible, the hope is that you will take that feeling of hope with you when you go home after your meeting, and you'll start communicating yourself. That's the hope, I think, of every medium that feels touched by the other side. We want to represent them well, the other side, and I know that's what they want. They want you, when you're ready, to start to understand how they communicate with us. Now, I want to let you know that tonight's program is brought to you by Hugs from Heaven. And I actually want to kind of paint outside the box a little bit here, think outside the box, paint outside the lines, I think that's how that goes, and tell you that I know the person that is responsible for Hugs of Heaven. And I can tell you, Hugs from Heaven is a wonderful thing. If you're ready for it, you'll be hearing about it in a commercial, but it's something that really honors your loved ones, but also gives you a sense and a feeling that they're giving you a hug, which, I mean, come on, think about it. When you're missing your loved one, wouldn't you love to feel that? So look for that commercial coming up during this show. It's a wonderful product, and I hope you'll give a listen and consider it for you or someone else that might be missing a loved one from the other side. Now, tonight, pretty soon, I'll be introducing you to a medium that's certified by the Forever Family Foundation. She also has many other credentials, too, from other scientific organizations. Her name is Renata Santarelli, or in my family, we'd go Renata Santarelli. So it depends if you're Italian or not. But Renata Santarelli is a medium, and we'll have the opportunity to hear from her philosophies of how the other side has touched her life and how she helps other people, but also an opportunity for you to get to know another medium, but also communication from your loved ones. So when you do get a chance to be on the air, I only ask that you do not give Renata a lot of information. You just say you'd like a connection or you have a question for her. So I'd like you to think about that if you should happen to get on. Now, speaking about getting on the air, every Thursday, I heard from the producer, I think it speaks volumes about how the other side works. We all want to hear from our loved ones. And every third Thursday, the program is on. I'm going to ask that if you want to be involved in the program, that you start calling the show after the show starts. The reason for that is the medium hasn't been called yet. I haven't been called to go on the show yet. So we've been starting the show late because we've been basically saying to the people calling 20 minutes before the show starts, sorry, we can't take your call now, and the producer has to hang up. So just keep that in mind next month. Call after the show begins, and then it'll run much smoother for all of us, and we'll have more time for messages. Now, the last thing I want to talk to you about before we actually take a commercial break, and you'll get to meet Renata, is a few things that are going on with the Forever Family Foundation. I do encourage everyone to go to the website at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org and check out all the events that are going on. I mean, I've never seen so many events, and we're growing because of your support, and of course, I believe because of the support of the other side, the good work. And so, but if you get a chance to check it out, there's a lot of things going on. Some highlights that are coming up this year are new events called Desserts and Discarnates. And what the foundation has done is picked a few days throughout the year where you can get together with like-minded individuals. I believe it's a smaller group of individuals. I don't know the number offhand. It might be 10, maybe 12 people, I'm assuming, but please check the website. And one medium from the Forever Family Foundation will be there. They'll have some coffee, some desserts, and then the medium will bring through messages for everyone. They're sprinkled throughout the calendar this year. I'm certain that the foundation is going to want to have more of these events. But if you get a chance to check it out, go to www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org and see how you can get involved in this. The other event that's going on is our big conference. I believe it's the fifth conference this year. I can't believe it. Fifth conference. And this year it's going to be taking place in Phoenix, Arizona. And the neat thing about that, we all, you know, like Arizona is a very spiritual place. But the neat thing is by going to Arizona, we are fortunate to have many different resources throughout the foundation sprinkled all over the country. And you will get the opportunity to meet mediums that live out in that area that maybe don't have the good fortune to come to maybe New York or the East Coast where a lot of our programs are based. I understand that the Windbridge organization is going to be there. So there's going to be a lot of the Teresa Caputo is going to be there, Long Island medium. Long Island medium, that's right. Teresa Caputo will be there. And, of course, it's just, I believe it's called Is the Spirit World Real? You know, of course, well, we know it's real. But we would like to pose that question, I'm assuming, because we're going to be bringing people forward that have had different experiences about communicating with spirit or scientific experiments or even scientific experiences, I should say, about how they feel the spirit world is real. So there's many events going on that weekend. It starts November 9th through the 11th. Everything. The foundation is very thorough about giving you opportunities to make your trip easy. So if you should check out foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you will actually see opportunities of where you could stay. Or I know generally they work with hotels to try to get price breaks. So go check it out. It's going to be a great event, a great weekend to be with like-minded individuals. This is really, I think, the meat and potatoes of the foundation. They do a lot of fundraisers. They work hard all year. They do it to bring people together across the country to make interesting events like this. And I do believe, and I'll dare say, that there might be one evening or maybe some fundraising might go on. But again, it perpetuates great events so that you could be with like-minded people and understand how spirit works or even how the scientific community thinks about spirit or the other side. Or when I was in research, I think they referred to them as discarnates. But just know that you can check all that out on foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Finally, the holidays past events, you've grown to love them. Every year, I remember, I think when I first started to know of the foundation, they were probably less than a year into its inception. And one of the first events I went to was a similar event like Holidays Past, where during the holidays, one of the most difficult things to do, and I could certainly understand that from a personal experience, and I know you can too, that you, those of you listening out there, that it's really hard to kind of go celebrate at a Christmas or holiday party when you're missing that loved one. So what the foundation has done in a very ingenious way has brought together mediums. And instead of being under pressure to feel happy and joy and celebrating the holidays, you could actually feel a connection of warmth and hope through a medium by listening to other people's readings, or if you're fortunate, if the other side should come through for you that night. We've got them going on at three or four different places. I won't bore you with those details because you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so that's kind of the rough update of what's going on with the Forever Family Foundation. What I'm going to do now is take a short break, and when we come back, I'll have the honor and privilege of introducing you to Renata Santarelli, and we will be right back with Mediums and Messages. I'm your host. Stay tuned.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and thank you for staying with us through the commercial break. And I'm certain you must have heard that this program is sponsored by Hugs from Heaven. Certainly hope you can give them a try after listening to the commercial. And I'd like to take this opportunity now to welcome our guest to the program, Renata Santarelli. Hi, Renata. How are you?
Hello, Angelina. I'm doing well, and I really appreciate the way you, as an Italiano, that you pronounced the name earlier.
Renata Santarelli. Si, do you speak Italian?
Oh, no, just the bad words.
I love it. I love it. Well, welcome to the program. We really appreciate it. This is the first time we're ever even speaking.
Yes, so it is. Really, I'm really excited.
Well, we're really happy to have you here. So I wanted to take a few moments before we begin with the phone calls. If you could tell us a little bit about yourself. First, what really made you feel compelled to work with spirit?
I really didn't have a choice.
Oh, okay.
No. On my website, I share my process and the journey. Since the age of 3, when I remembered having a memory or what a memory was, I thought everyone in my large Italian family could see those that no one else saw. To me, it was very real. So it took me a very long time, a lot of life lessons and challenges to get to the where I could step up to the plate and accept and to understand that it wasn't against religion, that it was actually an ability that was to use to always, my quote, my entire, 16 years now being a professional intuitive has been help always, harm never. So when I say I didn't really have a choice, it just took me a while to accept it.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand that. I was brought up in a very strong Catholic family, too, so I could understand the yin and yang of that. What was the moment for you? Because even when you think of someone who's grieving, you have to say for them, and we've all been unfortunately in that place, I'm sure, but for someone who's not had the opportunity to work with spirit, they all have that moment of, should I believe, is this real, I'm going to go after it and start communicating. When was that? Can you pinpoint
for me,
that moment? Yeah. What was that?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget it. It was on April 11th, 1993. I was involved.
I guess
in
not.
I was involved in a very head-on collision.
Oh, my goodness.
I had 2 near-death experiences, and through that process,
That
was when Spirit said again, fear not, we come from love, and I began my journey of accepting that my entire life, it wasn't something that was negative. It was actually something that I was to use. And also, really quickly, one of my brothers, I'm from a large 13 children in the family, my brother I was closest to took his own life.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was devastating, and several months after his passing, it was through his love and his connection with me from the other side that once again he was there supporting me and saying, now step up to the plate, be hope and inspiration, and let others know that love, that we continue on.
Wow, that's beautiful. Well, I'm sorry about the loss of your brother, but it's wonderful that you feel connected to him and he's guiding you. I think that's really
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
It is.
Well, that's great. Now, how could people get a hold of you? We'll be talking about your website, but what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
RenataSantarelli.com. That's RenataSantarelli. Or Facebook, Renata Santarelli, or Twitter, Renata Santarelli. You can reach me there.
Great. Wonderful. Well, that's really great. So you have all that information, everyone listening. We'll try to repeat it at the end. But what we're going to do now is actually open up the phone lines. And when people call, if you're listening to the program, and I'm sure Renata feels this way too, is we don't want you to be giving Renata your life story. Spirit will do that for her. You know, she's a very evidential medium. So be very careful not to spill, because then when you receive a message, you'll know it's from your loved ones. So why don't we go ahead and take our first caller, Mr. Producer Don, if you wouldn't mind putting them through. Good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages. Who am I speaking with? Hello, is there someone there?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Thank you for calling Mediums and Messages, brought to you from the Forever Family Foundation. I'd like to introduce you to Renata. Can you let her know if you want a connection, or do you have a question for her?
Hi, Renata. I would love for you to make a connection with me.
Okay, yes, and you're kind of, I think maybe you're on a cell phone because it's kind of echoing, but I want to ask you 2 quick things because I'm actually picking up 2 people around you. Do you have a Michael around you in spirit or here in the physical world?
No, not that I can think of, no.
Okay. And would you have a grandmother with an M initial on the other side?
No.
Okay. Well, just keep that in mind. That's what I'm picking up. And I always have to go with what I'm getting. But I am picking up a very strong, and I feel she's on your father's side, Mary, connected to your father's side. She may have passed before you were actually born. I'm definitely picking up the name Michael or Mike around you. That's very profoundly. Are you in a new relationship or in a relationship?
I'm married, yes.
Okay. Would the name Michael or Mike have a connection to your husband?
I believe there is an uncle.
Okay. See, I'm sorry. I have to go where spirit leads me. So I am picking up somebody around your husband. I'm also picking up a grandmother figure. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also picking up a younger male around you from the other side. Would there be a younger male that would have been between 20 and 22 years of age that has crossed, whether it was a family member or a friend?
Yes.
Okay, he's trying to come through.
Yes, younger male, 25.
Okay, yes. And he's also showing me the month of March with you, with him, actually.
Yes.
And the very strongest thing he wants me to say to you is that why, and this is his message to you, he says, why do you not believe? Why do you continue to need to be validated that it is me that's making the connection to you? Does that make any sense to you?
Possibly.
Well, he says it is, and that was something Angelina was saying in the beginning. As a medium, it is our hope to share how to connect, but our loved ones do connect with us, even if we're not as open or as intuitive as, say, Angelina and I are. But he himself, that's his message, is that believe that it is me. I am leaving you signs, and I'm connecting to you. And it's also very, very important. I'm seeing a motorcycle around him really, really quickly. And was he also connected to your husband?
No.
He is now. And that I have to give you what I get, and that's what he's saying. He's like, he leaves you signs. You have dreams about him. He gives you validation after validation, and he's also showing me that you need to stop second-guessing yourself, and you have several things going on in your life that you would need to address, or if you're walking around the house and you're talking to him, show me a sign, he's saying, I'm right here. I'm giving you the signs, so please pay attention. You don't need her on the radio. It's me. That's what he keeps saying. He had a very direct personality. He was very blunt.
Yes, I am.
He was
that.
Here.
Yeah.
Very blunt. And that's what I have for, yes, he says, and so he's the strongest one.
Okay, I hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
Okay,
thank
that's
you for
good.
Calling
thank
in.
You. March is actually the month that he passed in.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
He actually passed in the month
March
of March.
Oh, March is the month that he passed in.
Well, thank you. Thank you, because I'm telling you, his personality is straight to the point and blunt.
Yeah.
And they always keep their personality in the way they were when they were here. So he's sending you a lot of love. He just says, no, it's me. Believe, it is me.
Okay,
and he
thank
says,
you
so know
much.
What he's talking about.
Thank
you're
much.
So welcome.
And thank you for calling Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Okay, before we bring on our next caller, Renata, I'm curious, do you have a certain way that you could describe that you feel or sense spirit? Because I think when each medium comes on, I'd like them to share that.
Oh, how that works?
Because people are wondering, like, how can I do that for me too? And I know you can't sum that up in a sentence, but that's why I ask it, like, how do you sense spirit? What does it feel like to you?
Well, for me, first of all, I feel this vibration on the right side of my body, and then I will hear someone saying my name, and then before I know it, they're standing there.
Okay. So then you feel them first through your body, and then you'll hear them in your own head voice.
And when I make the connection, I say, okay, and I acknowledge that there's someone there, they'll be transparent, and then they'll come full form, and that's something that all the listeners need to understand that everyone, that all of our loved ones, they do keep their personalities and their characteristics, and they have to learn how each of us individual mediums work and what our process is.
So that's very true if you think of it, too, when someone's grieving. If spirit can know what you're feeling and thinking, they kind of have to figure out where you're at. You know, is she going to be asking me over and over for the penny, or is she going to just clear her mind and say, hey, how are you today, so I could fill up her soul with how I'm feeling on the other side or what's going on with me on the other side. So it's really difficult from a griever's point of view to kind of put themselves in the mindset of, oh, I'll just receive what you want to tell me versus send me something so that I know you're okay.
I want to say something really quickly before we take the next call. It's a very, very valid and excellent point, Angelina, because for me, I'm very empathic. I feel everything they feel, the caller feels, the sitter feels. And really, it's all about that human connection, and that when our loved ones do leave the physical world, that love never ceases to be, and that love and that energy is what connects them to someone like me or to them. And if they can just feel, and that's what the spirits or loved ones always want. They want their loved one to feel them, and it's an amazing feeling. It's amazing to feel it.
Right, and of course, we could all agree that it's difficult to feel anything when you're grieving. You know, it's kind of hard to say, to open
yourself.
That's
why I have a rule. I have like a thing about if somebody contacts me and it's been a week or a couple of weeks, I will not do a session, because we have to go through that human process of grief before we can move into.
That's an interesting philosophy. I take it just, you know, from medium to medium, I take it the other way around. What I do is I honor the physicality of the person grieving. If they're to the point where they're, you know, they can't sit up straight and they can't breathe and they're still through that process of I can't even talk because I can't lift myself out of bed, to me, I don't feel I would be good for them as a medium because they can't physically respond to what we're saying.
Right.
I don't know if you have this philosophy, but I believe that your loved ones can connect with you as soon as they cross. I mean, I believe they have that ability. Yeah, because I think some people get confused when we say, oh, because I get calls, and I'm sure you get them all the time. I can't get a reading. I have to wait 2 months because the medium told me they can't read me because it's because of my grief, and the other side can't communicate yet. And I think people mix that up. I think it is So I'm glad you brought that up, because I believe, and I know you do too, that they can communicate after they pass. It's really the living that has to be, I think, in the right frame of mind, or at least ready to receive whomever might come through.
And when
grief is so strong, they expect that one person to come through. It can be a more devastating experience if they don't. So I see why you do that. I understand.
And I do. And it was through trial and error and experience. It just wasn't good.
Exactly.
It has to be the highest good for all involved.
Yeah, it's a good way to look at it. Very, very well put. Okay, so why don't we go ahead and take another caller, Mr. Producer, if you can bring that person through. Why don't we go ahead and see who we're speaking with today. Good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Glenda.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you for calling Mediums and Messages. You have a question for Renata, or would you like a connection?
I would like a connection, please.
Oh, yes. Hi, Glenda. How are you this evening? Would you happen to know...
Hi, Renata. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm picking up so much stuff around you. Can I ask you one quick question? Do you have a lot of things going on in your life at this present time that is emotionally taking its toll on you? Okay.
Did you repeat that?
Yes, that's emotionally taking its toll on you?
Not really.
Okay. Well, then maybe it's that I'm picking up on a female and a young male that's on the other side trying to make a connection. Would you know the name Elizabeth in your family, or the name Chad?
No.
Okay.
No, neither.
Neither. Okay, hold on just a minute. Huh. Okay, I always say this, even when I did my radio show, I always have to go with where spirit leads me. So I'm just going to say, remember the name Elizabeth and Chad. But with you, I do have a strong male, an older male that's coming in. In fact, since 2005, have you had three passings of loved ones within your family or friends? Are there three?
I have. I've had more than that, but yes, I have.
Okay, but the three most recently, that's the issue. See, everybody's trying to come through at one time. Would your dad be on the other side or grandfather, male, strong male?
Both.
Okay, well, those are two that are going to come in. And also, okay, so I've got dad, I've got grandfather. They're laughing. Would you understand if I said they're both wearing matching plaid and they laugh? Like they're lumberjacks or fishing buddies or something?
No.
Showing me. Did you recently take a trip to the mountains or somewhere, like camping or something?
No, not in the least.
Not in the least, and they never did that?
Not to my knowledge,
okay.
No.
Not that you're not. Well, that's where they're coming through for me at the moment, the father and the grandfather, but they're being hysterically funny and like they're joking. I also am picking up a female that's with him as well. Would there be a John connection or a J month with your dad, like January or June?
There would be a J connection, but not to my dad, but there would be a January and a June.
January and June, okay, because, yeah, we're on the radio and I only get so much time. What I want to say is that they're telling me, although you say not really, you're not going through an emotional difficult time right now, they're disagreeing, so I have to give you that. I feel both of them passed, not with the same conditions, but very similar. It was a hereditary thing, both dad and grandfather. And your dad especially, I don't know, he's showing me jelly beans or around Easter time. Is there any significance to Easter?
No, not at
all.
Are
you growing? Okay. Well, with that, I think I'm going to leave it. But then the females, like, let me. I'm going to disagree with you again. I'm saying there's something in April. Easter was in April.
Well, there is something in April.
There's something in April, but it has nothing to do with Easter. Okay, so Easter, April, and do you think about jelly beans or candy specifically for you? Hard candy.
Well, I have diabetes. I'm not supposed to eat candy.
Okay. There we go. Okay. They're telling me, when I say they're not letting the female talk. She is being acknowledged, but they're saying they're sending you love, and there's something about a picture that's in an oval frame that you have recently redone in the last couple of weeks. And you have children as well. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And with your younger child, you need to listen to what your children are telling you, because they're actually picking up and seeing your dad, your grandfather. I'm seeing a grandmother around you. So listen to what they're saying.
Okay,
Glenda, and I appreciate it. And you're in Florida, right?
Yes, I am.
Sometime later on, you're going to figure out the plaid shirt jokey deal. They're telling me you just can't get it right now, because they keep bringing it. Whenever they bring me back
I'm gonna
something
figure
over
it
and
out.
Over. Yeah, because they take me back to it over and over. It's going to be... But it's probably a picture or something you don't even know about. And I love it when they do something like this, because I don't know when it will happen, but all of a sudden you'll be going through something and here this picture is going to show up and you're going to die laughing. They always seem to love to
get
some information later on that really validates that they're connected and they're over, you know, looking and watching out for you and seeing us live our lives. Okay, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Take care, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now. All right, you're listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. You could find out more information on the web, www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm Angelina Diana, your host. We're speaking with Renata Santarelli. I always want to say it very Italian. The American.
It's kind of a natural process, right, Angelina?
They go Santarelli, and I want to go Santarelli.
Santarelli.
So I'm like Santarelli. I guess it's difficult for me to break. But I want to thank you so far for being on the program. I think what we're going to do now it's a pleasure for us. Let's take our next caller. Let's bring them on the line. Good evening, caller. You're listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Mandy.
Mandy, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We have Renata Santarelli on the show. Do you have a question for Renata, or would you like a connection?
I'd like a connection, please.
Okay. Yes, no problem. Mandy, the first thing, when I heard your voice, I just feel that you've been really having a rough, rocky time of it lately. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure. I mean, anything can be rough sometimes, so.
Okay. And are you in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you're near water. I feel like I keep repeating myself. I always have to give you what I get. Would you know the name Ellen or Helen? Okay, I keep getting the name Ellen. It could be Helen because I'm hearing a little echoing in the phones. I'm also getting a J vibration like the name Jack. And I'm feeling this is, it's definitely from mother's side of the family. And I'm also picking up the name like Dorothy.
No, I don't know
that name. Yeah, that's okay. They always come through with stuff, and I love it when they do that. I always say they rock. So I'm going to give you that. Remember those names, Jack, Ellen or Helen, and Dorothy, and it's from mom's side. You don't know anything about them. But is your mother on the other side?
No.
Okay. There's someone, let me just put it this way, and I know you're calling in for you, and I can never control how this session works. Has your mom lost a sister or a female person in her life recently?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of. Okay, because I definitely am picking up a strong female. Would your grandmother be on the other side?
Yes, she is.
Okay, did you have a connection with her?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did she, before she passed, did she have issues with walking or being able to walk?
Yes.
The last several months of her life? And
yes.
Did you visit her quite often?
Yes.
Okay, because this is what she's showing me, and I don't know what this means, but she keeps pointing to her feet, and something about something you were doing to keep her feet warm or keep circulation going, or otherwise she had poor circulation in her feet. Does that make any sense to you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's what she's showing me. And also, I'm picking up the name Mary around you very quick, very strongly from the other side. Can you acknowledge the name Mary?
I can't. I know there's a deceased Mary. I don't know who she is. I don't think she's related.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do because this is interesting, and Angelina talked about it in the beginning. I can feel you're wanting one particular person to come through and make that connection. I'm going to acknowledge, just give me this yes or no, is it a male that you're wanting to make the connection to?
I don't have anyone in particular. I do know, have some people crossed over, so there's no one, like, specifically that I...
Okay. Would your mom have a male person? Is your mom spiritually open really quickly? Because what I'm getting, you're calling in, but it's everybody, they want me to go to your mom. Is your mom having a difficult time? Is there something going on in her life? Because I keep, through you, I keep getting directed to your mom's energy.
I'm going to tell
her
you
Her whole
that.
Family... Her whole family.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you that there are probably things of difficulty in my mother's life. I don't know if or what they might be.
Because
but I'm
there's
sure
a disconnection between you and your mother. There's no connection. Gotcha. Okay, then I know where they want me to go with this. You've had a very challenging life experience and gone through a lot of obstacles and challenges in your life. And you've gotten by your own will. And you need to be very proud of where you've gotten in your life, but you do have others on your mom's side that are there with you to guide you.
Okay.
Are you in school?
Not yet, but I'm just about to be.
Okay, because that's the best thing you should be doing right now. And this is interesting because I know I'm on the radio and I always, we have a time limit. So with you calling in and wanting to make the connection, what I want to say to you, and this is just for you, not without a connection, is continue to believe in yourself. Look at the mountains you've climbed and what you're going after now and what you're focused on coming up in the fall is the best decisions that you've made in a while, and you will be successful because you're the kind of person when you get knocked down, you get you pick yourself back up again.
Right.
However, let go of any guilt that you may carry and just keep going forward. All right?
Okay.
Okay, I hope this helped you in the time.
Yeah, me too.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm just curious, Renata, the last few sentences that you were giving her, was that more like a psychic reading versus...
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And because I am a medium, but I also connect on soul level, and I do a lot of healing and grief work and forgiveness and help a lot of those, like... I do a lot of work with suicide. I've done a lot of work with families of missing persons. And I'm very empathetic, and because I've gone through a lot of challenges in my own life, I do a lot of soul counseling and soul therapy. So when they do call into the radio show, and that's my passion, is letting others know there's always hope. And no matter what's going on in physical life, you are worthy of love. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter your background or where you come from.
How do you make the distinction for yourself as a practitioner when you're working of when you're switching from contacting with spirit and then contacting the person that you're reading their energy?
That's a very excellent question. I'm so glad you asked that. When I am connecting, I'm doing a mediumship reading, and loved ones come through on a private one-on-one. Their loved ones will then say to me when they're all done with their messages, now we want to talk to them, you to talk to them about this issue or that issue. So it's a natural thing. I'm, again, just the instrument, and spirit or their loved ones are directing the session and providing them what else they need.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Okay, we're going to take another call, or I believe there is another one. If not, Don will let me know. I don't have my computer today, so I'm a little blind. I'm sensing there's one. How's that? let's welcome our next caller to the line. Good evening. You're listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Who's this?
Yes, good evening. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for calling the program. This is Angelina Diana. I'm hosting, and we have our guest medium on for this month. Her name is Renata Santarelli. Welcome to the program. Do you have a question for Renata, or would you like a connection?
I'd like a connection, please.
Okay. Steve, are you located in the do you live in the New England area?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you have any connection to the New England area when you were growing up as a child?
No.
Okay, I'm asking you that because the first thing I'm picking up around you is a male. It seems to be like males are really coming in tonight. Is your father on the other side?
Yes, he is.
Okay. You don't know if he had any connection to New England, like Maine or New... okay, well, we'll let that go. He's coming through. Is your mother also on the other side?
I hope not. I saw her yesterday.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, then it would make sense because he's got a female, and I don't know. But your father's coming through. And do you know the name Tom or Thomas in your family?
No, I don't.
Okay. Ask your mom about that another time. When your father, before he crossed over, did he have trouble breathing? Did he have a lot of issues with breathing? Then who? Okay, really quickly. Who in your family, if anybody right now in the physical, having issues with breathing, whether it's allergies or... Okay. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Okay. So I have to talk about this breathing issue and severe allergies. Your dad also is showing me the month of December around you specifically. So I don't know if that's one of your birthdays or something else in December with you. And it's funny... Do you ever watch the show Gilligan's Island?
No, not really.
Okay, because your dad is showing me the professor was on this movie show. Sometimes he'll show me movies for symbology. Bodine, professor, and he's very he has a very dry sense of humor with you. He's getting a little emotional. I feel your father wants me to say this to you. He's saying that, you know, he wasn't very openly nurturing He was more of a man's man as a father. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And no, he didn't coddle you. He was a man's man. But he's putting his arms around you, and he's telling me to tell you that he's proud of you, and I don't know why, but he wants to say he's asking me to ask you, he wants to talk about forgiveness with you. It's almost like you want it. I'm sorry?
I said okay.
I can't hear you.
I'm not sure what that would
okay.
be about.
Well, it's almost like he's like, you were, I don't know if you have trouble with your own self-confidence or you were trying to get approval from him, but he's apologizing that maybe he was too tough on you growing up.
No,
and he's
I don't
just
think
seeing
so.
A lot of love. Okay, do you have brothers?
Yes.
Okay, I have to go with what they give me, and it is funny because they always people, but he wants to apologize. Would you, Stephen, would you have another Steve in your family?
No.
Okay, you're the only Stephen. Okay. Let me acknowledge this. Has your mom been having health issues?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Don't worry. He's like, don't worry about it. He says, thank you for taking care of her. Did he pass unexpectedly?
Yes.
Okay, but I feel like he had some issues. Okay, so he's like, it's like with the first caller, he goes back to, I think out of all his children, you were more open to knowing that he's around you with spirit.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're very spiritual. And it's almost like with the first caller, why do you have to go through somebody else? And I'm like, because we have to do that. Even I do that. You're being divinely guided by him because also there's some decisions you have to make coming up with your mom. And you're looking at the foreseeable future. And he's like, just know he approves of everything that you're doing and he appreciates everything that you're doing.
Okay.
And also really quickly, was he in the service?
Yes.
Was he on? Okay, because he's showing me that as well. Ask mom about New England. If her dad ever took a trip to New England, you know, Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, maybe something you're not aware of. To ask about that. Okay.
Okay.
You're very spiritual, and I don't know what's going on really quickly with you in your life right now, but I feel like this first part of this year has been very trying for you. A lot of different things are pulling at you. You're kind of stressed out a little bit. It's going to get better, he's saying. Come around the middle of July. And happy birthday to someone just had a birthday in your family, too. He wants me to acknowledge that, and he was there.
Okay,
wow.
Great.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay,
thank
I appreciate you,
very much.
You calling in. You're welcome.
Steve, thank you so much for calling Mediums and Messages, and be sure to follow up on the things that didn't make sense. Sometimes they
Absolutely.
Can actually be great validations. Thank you for calling the program.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Angelina, can I say something really quickly?
Sure.
Okay, really quickly. A lot of times, especially on the radio, I used to do my own radio show, loved ones will come in because they know they only have so much time. And they'll throw out things that doesn't make sense to us. It's happened to me. And like you were saying, later on, it will come to pass and make sense to them. So I don't want anyone to be disappointed, but please don't ever discard any message that comes through, even if it doesn't. It will show itself at some point.
True, but I think also anybody get a reading should be skeptical because there should be some evidence of which you've shown tonight that you connect. That, you know, there needs to be some evidence. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are in a place of grief and they need to obviously check into the things that don't make sense because we don't know everything about our loved ones. We might think we do, but we don't. And I think it's more evidential if you go check back and 2 weeks later you find like, oh my God, my parents had a special connection to New England.
Yes.
Absolutely. But within that, you're right. Your statement, I agree with. But I think there should be a disclaimer that along with those statements, there needs also to be some evidential information, things
exactly.
that prove that the medium is connecting. You know, as you know, being, you know, a scientific research medium and also, you know, being certified with the Forever Family Foundation, we need to set a standard, I think, that not only do we show communication is possible, but we show that there's evidence that we're connecting. I think that's very important. You know, I think that would help people understand, because there are a lot of mediums out there today. You know, and if you go out and you sit with one medium, your experience with one may be different from another. And I think if you can keep that one thing constant, that no matter what medium you sit with, there has to be evidence. You might not hear from the person you're expecting to hear from, but there's evidence that you're connecting, right?
Exactly. I agree completely.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that they do that. They will let us know who
they do
are.
That, and I think it's especially for radio, that was something that was a learning curve for me when I started my show back in 07, is that you want to keep going, but then you only have so much time. And I always tell people, our loved ones rock. They'll bring through what they need, and there does have to be evidence.
Yeah.
And the other thing with me is I don't discount when spirit pulls me back and takes me back to whatever, because that's when, if I try to move on to something else and they keep pulling me back to something over and over, until that like light bulb goes off, they won't let me move forward.
It's hard.
It is hard, because you know how it is when we try to argue with them. They don't really let us.
Well, you only hope that they're not argumentative and they be nice and show us a nice way of what they want to say. That's another
Well,
way
I'm saying that jokingly. And people need to remember, they have a sense of humor. They definitely have a sense of humor.
Absolutely. All right, see if we have another caller waiting on the line. Let's see if we have someone. Let's welcome our next caller into Mediums and Messages. This is Angelina Diana. And who am I speaking with?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the program. Our guest medium for the evening, or for the month, is Renata Santarella. Do you want a connection, or do you have a question for her?
A connection.
Renata, are you there? Okay, Linda, I guess it's you and me until we get Renata back. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. How are you?
This is good. This is Angelina Diana. I think we lost Renata. I am actually, when you connected, I felt a female around you. Your mother's passed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your mother comes across to me as a very organized woman. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
She wants to organize things for you. So what's interesting about her energy is she's trying to send you support of organization. So are you feeling a little disorganized in your life right now?
Yes.
Okay, so Mom is
Hello,
coming
thank you
through
for calling.
To say that I am right
Montarelli.
By your side. Okay, that's what she's saying. I'm right by your side. I see that you're disorganized, and I'm the type of person that was organized in your life. I want to help you. Mother makes me feel like there were three things wrong with her before she passed. So she makes me feel like before she passed, her whole body shut down. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so it was one of these things. She shows me this big question mark, and she says my name over and over again, Angelina, Angelina. I don't know if you have a connection to another Angelina, but I keep on hearing my name for some reason. Okay, I don't know why she's saying my name over and over again, so I just want to say that. But I want to say to you, she's saying you have a big question mark about her passing because so many things went wrong, and you weren't sure if you did the right thing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, she's saying, let it go. Your mother was a very private person. She's showing me my symbol for that, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so just know in the short time we're together, because the show is wrapping up, unfortunately, she tells me, look, I was a strong woman. I love my daughter very much. I was very private. So even before I got very sick, I wasn't feeling so well. Should have spoken to my daughter a little bit, but she's taking it on herself that she felt she could do more before I passed. So I feel like that's just a strong message for you that she wants to send in the short time that we're together. So I hope, I know we had some technical issues, but I hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
It does. Thank you so
much. Okay, good. Just know that your mother's with you, and it's almost like she's saying, now get organized. You know, just like get organized. So when you're hearing words of organization in your ear, darling, know that it's your mom. All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
Take good care of
yourself.
Okay,
thank you.
Stay well.
Okay.
My name is,
bye.
Well, my name is Angelina Diana. I host Mediums and Messages every third Thursday of the month with the Forever Family Foundation. Unfortunately, we technically lost the guest medium, which was Renata Santarelli. I want to thank her. She's listening for her spirit communication in the short time that we were together. You can find out information at renatacentarelli.com. I also have a website, angelinadiana.com. But really, if you want to see the whole resource, full, chock full information of the Forever Family Foundation, please go to www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I want to thank you for joining us, and I want to remind you, your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good night, everyone.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.